Now, back home, more than half of girls in single-sex schools see limited subject choice as a barrier to pursuing careers in science, technology, engineering and maths, also known as STEM. That's according to a new survey. The report calls for urgent action to ensure equal access to STEM education for every girl in Ireland. Let's speak to our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, tell us a little more about this survey. What did it find?
Well, Rachel, this was a survey of more than 2,300 female transition year students. It was conducted by an organisation called I Wish, which is a not-for-profit organisation that focuses on boosting the popularity of STEM subjects among female students. And as you said in your introduction, that finding when you compare single-sex schools with mixed schools, quite stark. Just to give you some of the numbers, 55% of girls in single-sex schools saying that limited subject choice was a barrier to STEM versus 37% in mixed schools. And then when you drill down into what are those subjects, so in the single-sex schools, only 5% reported having access to construction and just 6% having access to engineering versus 84% and 74% in the mixed schools. So you can see there that barrier. If the subject isn't being offered, then immediately you are going to be restricted from doing those kinds of subjects. Other barriers that were encountered here, lack of information, a lack of confidence. That was a particular problem found as well in other studies at primary school level, where young girls at primary school level saying they weren't confident in maths, and that feeds through then into secondary school and on into third level. Other issues, lack of female role models and lack of subject choice. Interestingly, and one finding found that girls who play sports reported higher confidence in STEM subjects when they went on to study STEM. All of this probably tallies with and feeds into information and statistics that the Department of Education has also compiled over the years. Its 2024 indicator report showed that only 71% of girls' schools offered at least one STEM subject beyond maths or science, compared with 96% of boys' schools.
Like you say, Brian, these issues have been with us for many years now. Are any moves being made to improve the situation so that girls in every school get more choice?
I suppose first off, to look at some of the stats, there are improvements. We're seeing progress in terms of more young women than ever before pursuing STEM at third level. And that is something that this organisation, I Wish, is certainly welcoming. But it is still pointing to that fact we just addressed. That pipeline is too narrow at the start. There's that lack of confidence. There's that lack of access. If you see it, you will do it. If you have access to the subjects, you will go for them. If you see the female role model in STEM, you may be inspired to follow in that career path. So what could be done to address this? Well, I Wish, this organisation, has a whole sequence of recommendations and suggestions. It sets out a roadmap that would allow for that early access to STEM education at that young age, at that primary school level. And there's structural things that can be changed. They're talking about timetabling, to making sure that the engineering doesn't clash with something else. Structure the timetable so that girls in school will be able to do this. It's also about showing them the role models, be it at career fairs, at expos, at events, and indeed on social media. Plenty of campaigns could be run at this level to encourage young girls in particular from a young age to pursue a career in STEM.
Brian, thank you. That was our correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. We'll be back with more in just a moment.